Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is...
Jerry Paris. We're glad to be here again.
And it's always a pleasure. Yeah. It's a great morning. It's flying as always. Yeah. Our guest currently is Dr. Maria Carney, who is the Chief Division of Geriatric and Palliative Medicine at Northwell. And her information is always, when Dr. Carney wants to share, it's worth listening to.
Thank you.
Yeah. At the break, ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, I had a question. Believe it or not, it's going to get warmer before long.
Yes.
And seniors are concerned, always concerned about heat exhaustion, heat so forth and so on. And what I found out talking to people, even when they have air conditioning, they're on limited incomes, they say, I don't want to turn it on, I'll wait till it gets a little hotter, or I can take it. But I think those, you know, heat can be a killer easily. And could you talk a little bit about the signs, what you have to look for?
Sure.
Sense that you're getting into trouble?
Sure. So I just wanted to explain that I'm an internist and geriatrician by background, and I provide most of my clinical work is in the outpatient setting in Great Neck, New York, on Northern Boulevard. And in the summer, and we're preparing for summer months, one of the biggest concerns is heat. And as we get older, we are often coping with chronic illnesses. So individuals who are taking medications for multiple medical problems have to be especially careful with heat and hot weather because, for example, blood pressure pills can be highly affected by your fluid status and by heat, and you can be more sensitive to hot weather. And if you get dehydrated, your blood pressure can drop further. So especially people who are on multiple medications for multiple problems have to be very cautious of hot weather. With hot weather, your temperature can go up, you can get dehydrated, get thirsty, and sometimes we're not really good about drinking water as much as we should. And so what happens is you start to can feel lightheaded, can feel dizzy, your heart rate should be increasing when this happens, but some of us are taking medicines to slow our heart rate for our blood pressure, so then you don't make that normal response to keep your blood pressure up, and that's when you feel even more dizzy and weak. So really the signs of heat exhaustion or dehydration from hot weather is first signs are just feeling a little bit weak and tired. Then you start getting dizzy, and a real more serious sign is when you're confused. When you see somebody, they're not making sense. That could be heat exhaustion. Your sodium levels can be altered. So really, fatigue, weakness, dizziness, confusion are signs to look for when the hot weather is affecting you.
Yeah, what are the things you should do to prevent that as best you can?
Yeah, so when it's... we often hear in the summer months about heat warnings. We should be listening for those that Supervisor Bosworth may be announcing that there's a heat warning for the area. People may be setting up cooling centers, but be careful of the hot weather. Drink lots of fluid. Try to stay inside during the prime heat times of the day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Are really the hot times, not forgetting to drink fluids and stay in shade.
And actually, which I wasn't even paying attention until you had said it, somebody has to be aware if you're on multiple medications.
Yes.
That, you know, if you're not on a medication, you can still wind up with heat stroke.
Yes.
But if you're on medications and how they're interacting with your sodium, with your stuff that you're mentioning, just be aware that you're at a higher risk.
Correct.
To take that extra step by being indoors, unless you're forced to be out.
And if you have air conditioning, don't stint. This is the time not to save money.
Yes.
Right.
If you have air conditioning, and if you want to save money, maybe just keep it in one area of the house and limit your living into one of your home. If you have window units, just use one and stay in one room. You can save in that way. But yes, it can be more dangerous and costly if you are getting ill from the heat.
But then, unfortunately, and I find this a lot with seniors, the consequences, they don't pay attention to the consequences until it's too late.
Right.
They, you know, the bill is to save the $2, they wind up in the hospital, the poor thing.
Yeah, but I've seen that. People say, I'm not going to turn it on. It isn't so hot. And you're stifling. Oh, no, my bill is this and that. But believe me, it's a penny well spent, a dollar well spent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Referencing food safety and water,
yes,
especially during the summer.
Yes.
People have, you know, they leave food out and not pay attention.
Yes. Summer months, we have to be careful. Food safety, storage of food properly. People like to take food outside and it not be wrapped properly, or it's in the sun and you can get infections. We forget often what foods we had where. We bring them into our refrigerator. We're not emptying out. Food safety for seniors is incredibly important, and we don't talk enough about what we take into our bodies and how to protect ourselves and prevent illness. So in the summer months, food spoils faster, especially if it's left out. So we have to be very careful that we do not get sick from it.
Right, okay.
Well, another thing important in summer is protection against the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize how quickly sometimes you get a terrible sunburn, and it has all sorts of negative consequences, I know.
Yes.
Again, ointments, what sort of sunscreens?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sunscreens are very important especially the summer months, and even when it's shady outside, because you get the rays even in the shade. And some people don't like to put on sunscreen, so covering up with long sleeves, but you can have lighter material so that you protect yourself, wearing hats. I can't tell you, my husband will not wear a hat, and it drives me crazy, but he'll appreciate it later when he starts.
I don't wear a hat. And I hate that cream. Oh, it makes me sweat.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm not plugging somebody.
I found Neutrogena.
Yes.
A sport Neutrogena. And it's inexpensive. Somebody had given me stuff that worked that was very expensive. And it's just a little white.
Right.
And I rub it. It's only my head.
Good.
Because it makes me sick, the sun. Yeah. I mean, I can go out in the sun by not paying attention and just go walking around a few blocks. That night, I feel it. It affects me. It's like, what's going on? But now that stuff, maybe for your husband, that works. I don't know.
And this is the time of year to buy your products, your sunscreen and mosquito repellents. I buy them in my home for our family this time of year, and I buy them both ready to go. And you should put it on. And for women who use moisturizers, they on a daily basis, there are moisturizers that have sunscreen protection in them, so then you're not having to put extra layers. So, yes, you should have some protection. I can't really promote one product over the other, are many out there. It should be standard routine, and if you're not a product person to put on, then cover up, get a hat, wear long sleeves, and avoid the sun when it's at the strongest period of time in midday, if possible.
Actually, for the kids, I have three grandchildren, and both my daughters, they're into this, not organic, whatever it is. But they go online to find these ones that have no chemicals, that, you know, baby safe.
So
they won't let them out of the house. They cover everything. It's not worth it.
And it's good. I think the younger generation is now much better at protecting themselves than when I was growing up. I think we have to
we went to the beach with baby oil.
I'm older than you, and John.
Covered yourself in baby oil and lay there.
Dictum was go to the sun, go to the beach and get a nice tan.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Turn brown, you know.
Right.
And don't put anything on because you can't get the beneficial effects, so-called beneficial effects of the sun.
Yeah.
But we learned a lot more.
You had asked me earlier about water safety,
in
the summer. And we're with our families often in the summer, and we get distracted. And water safety, because we're with multi-generations, right? Young kids, adults, we have to make sure that if we have pool or at a pool or at the ocean, that we consider our own safety, our loved one's safety, because There are drownings every year in the summer, and we need to protect everybody. Swim only in beaches with lifeguarded areas that have the flags up that say when it's safe to go or not. If you're going to the beach, we do live on an island, so we have to be aware of that. If you go to a pool, make sure that there's lifeguard available. If you're at a family event with multi-generations of kids, make sure you know who's watching who. Water safety at all times.
And even vests on boats.
And
they don't pay attention because you're only in the sound, but when the boat gets hit or something happens, you're just about making it to keep yourself above water, and now you have your four-year-old next to you that you never thought it was going to happen until you read about it the next day in the paper.
And, you know, we live in a unique area, being that there, you know, we're on an island. Mm-hmm. Beaches, pools, boating is available to many people, and you can't be safe enough.
Another thing I think we'd like to talk about is maybe safety with fire, particularly barbecues.
Good point.
You see people taking solvents and spraying them on the fire, and all of a sudden there's a blast.
Yeah.
Don't realize how dangerous these things can be, that perhaps you should never pour something on a fire that's a burning situation.
Fire, barbecue safety is a big part of both eating and how it can get dangerous in a very quick way. keeping people away, animals away from these fires that can knock over, making sure that we focus on protecting ourselves and our loved ones.
And one of the things I've seen people do, which I think is insane, is they'll have a barbecue out a grill with charcoal and a sass of rain. They take it in the garage, close the door, and you know, all this carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide is going all over the place. And they're busy, you know, give me another 5 minutes, it'll be done.
Right. Kind of thing. Absolutely. You cannot do that.
Sometimes
but
people do it.
I agree. It's just common sense. You can't lose common sense just because the sun is shining.
Right.
We're out of time. It's amazing. Dr. Carney, I want to thank you so much for coming here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And we've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.